morning. How are you?
I am just living the dream. And you?
Yeah. Things are going well, and this is a big week. And as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, we have a swelling of humanity here in the city of Emporia happening, don't we?
There is a whole lot of Lycra that yes. has hit Emporia, Kansas, and we're excited to see all the folks coming in. We've had quite a number of people that were hosting riders that have come in for our little QR code-laden guides to the Emporia area and Emporia businesses as part of their hosting activities. So we were excited to hear about all the people from South Africa and all the people from various parts of Europe, and people talking about the excitement for riders coming in. And we're seeing that population grow. Remember, today they'll start working on the expo that will be Thursday and Friday, so you'll start seeing some traffic closure issues in kind of that 600 to 700 block of Mechanic area. As you mentioned earlier, Ron, the launch for the 350 will be different this year from the 800 block, and the finish line in general will be different this year with a complete street closure north, basically from the 800 block to 12th, and then all of the different food vendors will be in the 600 and 700 blocks of Commercial Street. So you're going to see some changes there. We'll encourage everybody to just keep your head on a swivel right now as you're driving around town. There are a lot of cyclists out here, a lot of cyclists that have never been to Emporia before, and some from different nations that aren't as familiar with their traffic laws. I know PD is out trying to make sure that riders are safe, and so we want to make sure that drivers in the area take a little extra time. That's the Unbound Gravel events and activities. Remember, too, will be launching north on Saturday. So it flips every couple of years. So if you want to cheer on folks and ring those cowbells that you can pick up at Emporia Main Street starting, I think, tomorrow, you'll want to be in that 10 and 1100 block of Commercial Street on ESU campus, guiding those folks out north. Lots of other things coming up quickly with the Jigsaw Jam puzzle competition at the Lyon County History Center with Trox Gallery and Gifts. That will be on June 11th. We have the Masters of Disc Golf through PDGA and Dynamic Discs that will be here coming that second week of June, and we'll have their Bars and Pars pub crawl event on June 14th, so we're excited about that. We will also have Pride activities, including the parade on June 21st, Kansas Shrine Bowl activities June 27th through the 29th. This is your last chance to submit information for veterans banners, which we will close that lottery portion at the end of June, and we'll do the drawing for that the 1st of July. And that's just over the next 30 days. So
yeah, next few weeks. You got it.
Tons of things going on, and we encourage everybody to come down Saturday. It looks like the weather is going to be gorgeous, lots of food trucks. It'll be a super event with riders from all over the world. I think the biggest riding field they've ever had. My air will just be electric, and we're really excited about all of the different folks coming down. So come out and invite your friends and family. This is a great time to invite those out-of-town folks to come in and experience one of the most tremendous events that we'll have in Emporia.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Experience the massiveness of Unbound, upwards of 5,000 riders, and quite an elite field, too. But this is for all gravel grinders out there. 20, 50, 100, 200, of course, the 350XL all play a part. And this community plays a big part in making this event a huge success every year. And as Casey mentioned, a full slate vendors. When do things start as far as the finish line party? That's 11 o'clock?
Yeah, 11 o'clock to midnight. Of course, we're setting up much earlier, but we'll encourage people to come out earlier and cheer those people on for the launch. And Ron, you're exactly right. What other sporting event where you could you say, Yeah, I rode the same race as a Tour de France stage winner. And some of the best cyclists on the planet. So it's a cool event that everybody should come and witness for themselves.
All right, Casey, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here this morning, KVOE Live. And local, don't forget, we're texting the word rodeo, speaking of big events here this weekend. Rodeo is our keyword on the text line today for this morning. In fact, until 9, we have three pair of reserve seat tickets to the Friday night performance of the Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City. So we'll give away three pair here this morning just before 9 o'clock. So text rodeo to 620-342-5863. 6:54.
Were you somebody who stopped to observe the eclipse last month? I was one of those who had my glasses ready.